Do you want me to refer to you as like your stage name? It's Jackson Storm for your stage name, right?
Or should I just call you? That's actually my real name as well. So
really? I thought your last name was Armstrong.
Yeah, my middle name's Storm. So that's where it comes from. Yeah.
Gotcha. I had no what?
Not a lot of people know that. Yeah, it's Jackson Storm Armstrong. So I was like, dope.
What a great name. Your parents did good by you.
Yeah, they did. I love my parents. Yeah. So
that was awesome.
I appreciate it.
Okay, I was going to clap in, but that's actually a really good way to start it. So,
sick.
Mr. Jackson Storm, you are obviously very big into music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, out of anyone that I know, like, you're probably doing the most with music. Like, I know some people from back in high school who are, like, really good producers now. But as far as, like, artists who are out there, like, putting together albums and EPs and whatnot, you're doing the most out of anyone that I grew up knowing.
Yeah.
So, kudos to you. I
appreciate that.
Yeah. I actually think it would be really good to start out, because you sent me a snippet that you wanted to show on the podcast. Would you be cool with showing it at the beginning?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because I feel like a lot of people who are going to be listening to this podcast they'll be coming in new to your music. They won't know it. So I think just to establish some credibility. Because,
I'm down.
Let's
do it. So I don't care how much you play. If you want to play the whole thing.
The whole thing?
I'm giving you, I have not let anyone play the whole thing, but I'll let you play the whole thing if you want. So do
okay,
your thing,
man. Tight. Just to give it some context, you have a Juice WRLD feature on this song. How does a man like you get a hold of a Juice WRLD feature?
I've been asked this a lot. My producer now is actually the Kid LAROI's producer.
Really?
Yeah. So I have an EP coming out.
Yeah.
Obviously, and I got a Juice feature, I got a Kid LAROI feature, and I got Ian Dior feature on it.
Very nice. I'm gonna have to ask you all about your connections later.
Oh yeah,
because I don't know how you got a hold of all of these people.
So this song, when you hear Juice's audio, so I was talking to the producer about it, and when Juice recorded this song, he recorded in like a bad studio, so we tried to do as much as we could to his vocal, and we're like, because there's not that many, like we only have like a select few to like pick from like Juice features, you know. So I love this song. Like, this is my favorite one.
Yeah, I've actually refrained from listening to it since you sent it to me. I listened to like 5 seconds of the beginning just to make sure it worked.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm going into this kind of raw.
So
I'm very interested.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can get the... that should be decent volume. I can boost it in post.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to admit, I'm not like the biggest into Juice WRLD, but I know a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's one of your biggest inspirations, right?
Yeah.
I can see it.
We gotta get this song finished mastered, though. It's
not mastered yet,
but it's mixed.
It's mixed and everything. Yeah, dude, one thing I do appreciate about all your songs is they're really well produced.
Yeah, that was one thing I just wanted everything.
Just everything sounding really clean, everything well put together.
And my vocals changed from my last project. You'll hear it right here.
Okay. Okay. I see you. I see you out here. Okay, I'm kind of jamming out. I will say, this is something that, you've improved on greatly. Because I did listen to, parts of previous songs you've released. And something, this is just my opinion. I respect what you do. Something that I was critical of was, kind of the delivery. It sounded like you were just trying to figure out your style and what you were trying to do with it, but your delivery here was actually really good.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, that the songs that you guys you listened to on my first project, those are the first songs I ever wrote or recorded.
And for a first EP, for a first set of songs, that's really good.
I was still learning everything,
but, yeah,
I mean, I'm still learning obviously now, but uh-huh. I understand him a little more than I did. So, but yeah, there you go, man.
Very nice. Dude, the Juice WRLD feature was really good, even though, like you said, he recorded it in, like, kind of a bad studio.
Yeah, there's, like, some stuff that happened with it, but they're trying to figure it out with, like, with his, like, audio, and they just tried their best, but it's not, like...
Yeah, you can't, I understand
if it's
that.
A bad mic, you can't really, like...
Yeah, I know how that is, trying to work with, like, very muddled audio, trying to work with all that stuff. I know exactly how that is. So
it's pretty sick.
Yeah, no, that was really cool. The Juice, like, once it gets mastered and everything, for like, a first mix, like...
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
Well, thank you. I'm very impressed. I'm excited for the project.
Oh, yeah, so... I guess to give some details on your project, when do you imagine that coming out? Because this is like a deluxe version of the EP that you released before, or is this a whole different thing?
Yeah, I like restarted my like whole like everything, and now it's like new project, new like,
whole new thing.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So I don't know when it'll come out. Right now, I'm like actually helping co-produce 5 other projects.
For
others.
Really?
Yeah,
interesting.
So I have no idea because. I'm working on, like, you know, helping these other artists right now. But once, like, that gets settled down and I, like, finish, like, promoting and stuff.
Yeah.
Then it'll start, it'll come out, so.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. How far would you say into the production of this project are you? Like, are you done recording? Is it just, like, getting mastered or is it
All the songs need touch-up still, like, with recording. So, like, I need to, like, you know, do some ad-libs or something. And then, then we still have to like master. So we're kind of like still like pretty like small. Like they flew down. So the producer flew down from Florida here. He like flew here and we recorded this whole project in a hotel room.
Really?
In 2 days. We recorded the whole thing. Nice. Yeah.
You know, that's something that kind of blew me away about. Did you watch like the Kanye documentary?
No,
Genius?
I'm going to see it tomorrow with some of my friends.
It's really good. But the one part that kind of blew me away about it was just like a lot of his songs. You know, arguably the most renowned, one of the most respected, but like one of the most popular and well-known artists today, and like a lot of his songs are just recorded in hotel rooms where like he'll just be in like this giant like almost like plane garage or whatever you call that and recording there, and it's just like you imagine a more like professional setting, but I guess like whatever you can do to get it done.
Yeah, that's like we'll record anywhere. Like I was bring my equipment with me. We'll
be like
I'll record in my house, I'll record in my like in a hotel room, I'll like record anywhere that we got equipment.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like always recording now. I feel like I left the studio, came here.
Yeah.
I was like, this is how we go.
Oh, is that what's in your backpack right now? Just like a bunch of stuff or is that
that's just like my personal
stuff.
Okay,
that's just your personal stuff. I know with me personally, since I'm doing like YouTube channel, podcast, and all that. I got like a little backpack where I keep a camera on me just like at all times, just in case like, okay, I have an idea, now we can get this started. I have this here with me, so we're good to go. It's always good to have just like at least something where you can set up on the go if you need to. So how long have you been like doing this music grind?
I've actually only done music for 6 months. I started in September.
Gotcha.
So I haven't like done it like super, super long.
Did you do anything with music before then? Just like little recordings or nothing?
I never recorded. I only like would like mess with like beats a little bit. I figured it out and then I like stopped doing it for like 2 years and then I kind of I like do it like off and on like for 2 years. I just like mess with beats and then I was like, nah, this isn't it. And then I got like a chance to record once and then it kind of just went from there. I recorded like I have like 100+ songs now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so like, I just kind of started from there.
That's another thing that kind of blows me away is like how many songs there will be like recorded. But then, like, when you go to put together the EP, the album, you cut that down to, like, 10, maybe 15 out of the 100 that you record.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, like, that's, like, a hard thing, too, is because you got to, like, listen to all your songs. All right, which ones do I want to, like, kick out and the other ones I want to keep?
Yeah, which ones really fit the album? Which ones are, like, your best foot forward? Which ones, like, because you have to give up on a lot of, like, really well-produced, really well-put-together songs, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so. None of them, I've only recorded these. Well, there was going to be 7 songs on the project, and I recorded another one by myself, like, a few weeks ago. And I sent it to my friend. His name's Alex. I sent it to him, and he loved the song. So he mixed in everything, and then that one's gonna be on the project too, so we have 8 now.
Okay.
But those are the only 8 I've ever had produced by him, so I haven't had to cut any from him, you know, other ones have been they're cut from me producing, which I'm okay, but I'm not
I get it. Yeah. I've dabbled a bit in music production. I have some shitty songs from high school. just fun little songs that were fun projects to work on. But yeah, producing is really freaking difficult. Trying to get all the sounds perfect, get everything lined up as nicely as you can. Mastering all the sounds. I could do enough to put together a song, but I think at a certain point I realized I'm never going to make it in this.
It's hard.
It is hard.
There's so much to it. You know, you got your vocals and you got the beat, and you got to get them all perfect and make them sound together. Uh-huh. That's hard. That's the hardest thing to do is.
Yeah, you know? That's one thing that kind of I guess you could say irks me about the music industry is you see a lot of the artists, but a lot of the artists are just putting their vocals on there when the team behind them are doing all the beats, all the mastering, all the everything. But I guess that's how it is for everything. Same thing for movies, how many people work on a movie, but the only names the people know are the actors and then maybe the director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just the face of the thing is what people usually are focused on. When there's usually a whole team behind the whole thing doing it, you know?
I was watching actually Impractical Jokers the other day, and all you see are these 3 guys all the time. Maybe every now and then you'll see a producer walk up, but then there was this one spot where they were recording, and it was just a room full of mirrors, so you could see everyone that was working on the show, and it's just there's not just 3 guys and a cameraman. There's 50 people in here working on this one show.
And there's a bunch of lights everywhere and everything. Uh-huh. People had to spend hours setting up.
Yeah.
That's the stuff people don't notice when it comes to music or even movies. The amount of people that do productions for just one song, you have like certain producers for certain things. You have maybe one that'll mix, one that'll master, one that'll record,
there's a whole team of people,
and people just think it's one dude. It's there's 100 plus people doing this album, so
you mentioned this a little bit, that 6 months or when you started getting into music, it was just kind of you had this just this random chance to record. Mm. How did that come about? Were you asked to just feature on a song, or what was
So I knew his name's Mark. He's the one who actually produced my entire first project, Vision. He produced that whole thing. He was just in the studio one day, and Dart. He was on.
Yeah.
He was on the podcast. He was you can go in and record if you want. And I was all right, let's try this thing. First song was terrible, but then I was all right, well, I actually liked it. I want to get better. So then I just gradually kept writing and kept going in, and eventually I had the first 7 songs, and then that's what got released.
Gotcha. That was kind of the catalyst. You just did this thing on a whim, and then you kind of just fell in love with it and wanted to keep doing it. Who is calling me right now? Sorry, I should have put my phone silent.
Okay, my bad.
All right, we've taken a break to turn our phones on Do Not Disturb.
Now I got it on. But yeah, so that's how it all kind of worked out. So
gotcha. So, I said this earlier. I was going to ask you about your connections, because you're this up-and-coming artist, but you already know all these, well-established artists, well-established producers. So, how did you come into contact with them?
So one of them, I have my roommate Davis. He knew the like Alex, who was like the kid, Leroy's producer, and so he like was like, go like introduce yourself to this guy. And I was like, all right, whatever. And I like introduced myself to him, and I showed him like my first project, and he was kind of like, he was like, it was good, you know, but like never really like did anything like about it. And then I sent him like other stuff, and then like when I got like a little bit better, and then he liked like what I had, so then he was like, I'll fly down there and like meet with you. And then I don't know, like a lot of my other connections is just me walking up to people and being like, hey, are you this person? And then they're like,
really?
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm Jackson. Like, can I like show you some of my stuff? And
it's like, just sure. Like seeing them randomly on the street or like,
yeah. So I've seen some of them at like just random places. Like I'll meet, some of them at like church. Some of them have been like just in like workplaces. Like I'll just be like, hey, are you this person? I'll be like, yeah. I'm like, hey, like I heard that you do this. And can I show you some of my stuff? And they'll be like, yeah. And they'll give me their email. So, like, this is how I've, like, met most of my connections, just by going up and saying,
really? See, that's a step that a lot of people, like, don't take, is just making those connections.
Yeah.
Either because, like, they don't know who to look for or, they just don't know how to meet people. But it can be as simple as just walking up to someone on the street.
Yeah.
This is kind of something else that I'm pulling from the Kanye documentary. But I remember at one point, Kanye was in the studio with Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kanye was just like, hey, Jay-Z. Like, this was before he released any of his albums. Mm-hmm. This is when he was trying to establish himself as a rapper as opposed to a producer. Mm-hmm. He was like, Jay-Z, can I rap for you? I've been trying to get into, like, the rapping game, trying to get outside of producing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So then Jay-Z lit him, and then Jay-Z lit him, put his verse on a song. And Jay-Z, right after that, Jay-Z was like, you see that? The hungry mouth gets fed.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, like, yeah, that is something that a lot of people take for granted, just like speaking up for yourself and just trying to at least get a word in. Because just saying one thing, just trying to get like one person's attention can change everything.
Yeah. All you gotta do is usually just get like just if you can get one person to listen and you can like express your like talent in the next like sentence, like you'll be good. Like they'll like pay attention to you. You know, if I'm like, hey, I'm Jackson, they'll be like, who is this guy? And then like I do this, they'll be like, oh, like cool. Like I'll actually like look at it later. You know, like I don't know. I guess that's like how I met most of my like connections. So yeah.
Has there been anyone who's like just like rejected you or turned you down anytime you've done anything like that? Plenty, or is it just like you've had a lucky streak going?
Yeah, I hope no one turns me down. I have not yet.
Cause something I was going to say is that like a lot of times, you know, people are going to turn you down if you try something like that. But yeah, you know, you kind of just have to keep trying with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, maybe even be a little bit annoying.
Yeah, honestly, you have to be annoying, or you'll feel like you're being annoying. To them, it's like, oh, like I just forgot to respond, or like, you know, something. So have I been annoying? Oh yeah, for sure. Like send like 5 emails from them, like, come on, like listen, and then I'll get like a response back. And they'll be like, oh yeah, like we'll have you on the show this time. I'm like, oh okay, sick. You know, so stuff like that. I definitely have been annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here you are working with these people now.
Yeah. So, I mean, it really worked out for me. So I'm happy about it right now. I can't wait to show everyone like the EP. I just got it yesterday confirmed, but I have a listening party April 29th. And I'll actually show my entire EP and release the name. But like, it'll be like before it's all released, but I'm gonna like show everyone like,
So stay tuned for details on that listening party.
Yeah. So I'll have that, and it'll have like the Juice song and like the Leroy and Ian Dior song. So I'm excited to show people like those songs.
I'm sure it's very exciting.
Yeah. I look up to all of them, so it's kind of cool I get to work with them now.
Yeah. So is music something that you work on like every day, or how much of your time would you say goes into this?
I don't have a job anymore. Music has become my full-time like job, so I work on it like I don't know, probably like 10 hours a day. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
Depends on like the day. Like some days where I'm like super busy with like
mm-hmm.
like other stuff. No, but it'll be like, because I still do college. Like, I'm still in, like,
yeah,
I'm actually in two colleges right now.
Really?
Yeah. And so, like, I'll do that. And then I have music that I do after. So, I mean, I'll probably start music at around, like, 2 in the afternoon usually. And I'll go to, like, 3 or 4 a.m. And then I'll wake up at, like, 7 and do it again.
Yeah. Get, like, so, 3 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah, it's, like, 3 or 4.
God, dude, I could never. Something I took for granted for the longest time was sleep. I remember when I first started my new job, they didn't, like, my shifts would start at, like, 10 or 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I could go to bed at 1 in the morning and still get my 8 hours in. And it was it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like, especially with what I'm doing with recording videos, that's kind of like, like, with the videos I do especially, it's like on the spot. I have to be like really in tune to what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And if I'm tired, then I know that whatever video I make is probably, it's not going to be my best.
Mm-hmm.
I can usually still make a video out of it. Mm-hmm. I'm a good enough editor where I can like chop out the bits where it's like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have said that. That came out really slurred. There's no point in including that.
Before I have like big like recording like sessions, like I was like, I'll make sure I have like sleep in, but mostly it's just I'm recording where I'm like producing like projects for like other people. So so I got like a I have like a lot of friends that are pretty like good at music as well. So I like not like I made like a kind of like not it's not like a label, but it's like an independent label almost for them where they can like go through me and like they can have like a platform as well. So I got one of my close friends, he's really like really talented. I got him a song with 21 Savage.
Really?
So, so like I just like help like people like under like that are under my like label, I guess, like it's independent, but it gives them like a platform to where they can work with like the same artist as me and be like in the same. They have all my connections now as well.
That, yeah.
You know, so it gives them like a thing. So I'm usually doing stuff for that. I'm like producing stuff for them and like getting like, you know, stuff rolling for them while also doing my own.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah. So I just been doing that lately and grinding on that. So
That's really cool that you're, even though you're still like trying to make it, you're also helping other people. Even with like just small things like, oh, getting a connection with this person or getting them this or getting them, getting their EP or their song out. I have a friend that does something similar. In fact, he like established, it's not just like a record label. It's a bunch of other things. Maybe you know him because like, do you know Pranav? You might have heard of him. No, okay.
I don't believe I have.
Gotcha. I went to high school with him. And then I remember in high school, even just in the middle of class, he'd be producing beats and just working on music in the middle of class. And he's one of the people who got like really good at it.
Yeah.
Like he would ask, like he would he would like offer to work on music with me and I did it for fun. I wasn't like hugely interested in it. So I never really worked with him on it, but he went on to establish like his own brand, his own label. It's called Pulchra, and I think it's still up and going, and I think it's getting more and more popular.
He has
artists signed on with it who he produces for and releases all their stuff, and they're like good artists too.
That's cool. That's what I'm working on is like I'm helping my friends do this, and then I've gotten like a few like I'm talking about like trying to get some like label things going for like me where I maybe sign on, but we'll see. I want to grow a little bit more before it's like
that's something so you have soon. To be something you have to be really careful with, right?
You gotta like know your timing or else it's like they could really like screw you over, you know? So
a lot of people I know, they'll just take the first record label that they get, and then it just screws them over. Like they can only release like these types of songs, or like because once you sign, your soul is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make sure you're getting a good deal, that you're with the right people who are trying to do good by you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. You gotta be careful with labels because like if you ever want to leave, you have to owe them the amount of money that they paid you. So let's say they like paid you $5 million and you like spent all $5 million, you still owe them $5 million in order to leave, and like you're just stuck there until you make that money back for them or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm trying to be careful about it and help my friends get up like in the industry as well, and mm-hmm. you know, see where things go from there. But so far they're working out pretty well, so I can't complain.
There was a podcast I was listening to with this artist, her name's Jewel, and when she was first starting out, when she first signed on with a record label, they gave her the option between like an upfront $1 million,
mm-hmm.
I think it was. It might have been more than that, I'm not sure. Or her pay could be like could be off of like sales from the next album she releases,
mm-hmm. like per stream or something.
Along those lines. This was a while ago, so it was like before streaming. It was early 2000s, I think. But she ended up turning down the million and waiting for like the back end of the money to come in. And she was poor going into this industry, mm-hmm. so.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine it was really hard to turn down that kind of money,
mm-hmm.
but it ended up working out for her because she made way more off of album sales afterwards,
mm-hmm.
and she wasn't, like, obligated to that million.
Mm-hmm. That's the, like, if you just believe in yourself, like, you know, that was, like, you gotta, like, trust yourself. You gotta be like, all right, is it gonna do over $1 million if I release my project? And then you gotta, like, just trust in yourself, and you'll always make more money, like, because like pure sales is usually, mm-hmm. I think, what they call when you sell like a digital copy, which is probably what they must have been selling when she released her project. But like they have like streams and stuff. You just gotta like kind of trust yourself and be like, all right, am I gonna make this money back? And then, you know, go from there. So that's what I'm working on. So
are you making money off of music right now?
Yeah.
Is it like enough to get you by, or is it like,
mm-hmm. I'm making enough to get me by right now, and then as like, I don't know, I think when my next project drops, it'll kind of be like, I'm not just like making it by, you know, like that's like, I am like holding on to it until I know it's the right time. I'm waiting for like people like don't believe me. They're like, you were like, people are like this is gonna sound bad, but like Juice isn't alive, like there's no way you worked with him. I'm like, well, like I did. Well, we just have like a copy of his vocal that we like, you know, put on it. So once people like, you know, like know that it's like for real, then I'm gonna be like, now I'll know like, okay, it's time, because now like people know it's like coming out, right?
Yeah.
Or right now people are like, nah, like, yeah, it is true.
Yeah. But, we played your song right here. Yeah, Juice was definitely on there.
Yeah.
Even if it was post-mortem. Rest in peace.
So once it's like time, it'll come out. And so then I think I'll make more than just making enough. But with also having like my my label and things like that, I make a little bit of money. I don't want to steal all my money because they're my friends, you know.
Yeah.
But I have to make some of it back because I just produced like a full album for them.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to get like some. So that's what helps me get like enough money to like, you know, keep me like get me by. So
gotcha.
That's what I do. And then and then I'm starting to. I don't know if you know the brand Inspired Life. They're, it's like in Rockford. Her name's Lexi. She's the one who owns it. She's one of my good friends, but I'm actually wearing it right now. But she's like doing a lot of merch with me. So me and her are like,
Like
selling merch for like projects and stuff. And I also make like money off of this as well. So like, that's how I'll make like a decent living is off of clothing.
That's where I hear most of the money that comes from music is in merch and touring. That's where all the money is.
Touring, that's what we're trying to figure out right now. I probably will go on a tour, but that's a lot of it's a lot of work to sell.
Oh, I'm
so
sure.
We'll see, like, you know, how far it goes, because it's just like, if you're gonna go 50 like states, you're gonna be like, all right, well, how am I gonna like?
Yeah, you have to plan this out. Like, how many performances are you doing each day? How often are you flying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's a lot of cost that goes into it too.
A lot of money that goes into it. So.
Yeah, but if you can sell those tickets, if you can get people to come and then also buy your merch while you're there, like that brings in so much money.
Yeah, I don't know if you. I know that this is like a sensitive topic to people right now, but when Travis Scott went on tour for Astroworld, second, he did like two legs of it. So the second one that he did, I think he made like $50 million.
Yeah.
Off the tour. And I was like, wow, that's like a big like chunk of money. I was like, I'd take $50 million from a tour. I was like, that's sick. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see.
But it's a lot of work, right? Cause mm-hmm. not just planning, but like actually performing.
Yeah.
Cause like.
And like over and over and over, like mm-hmm. same performance, like you'll get tired, you know? So.
Yeah. So tired. I'm sure you don't get rest, and if you're traveling all the time, you don't even know what state you're in half the time.
Yeah. So that's like the thing. But, I mean, I don't really sleep now, so I don't think that affects me too much, but
you're already used to it.
Yeah, I'm already kind of used to it, so we'll see. But yeah, I'd probably, that's like the thing I'm trying to figure out too, is if this all does work out, I was like, what do I do about college? You know, I'm still in college. I was like, I'm still a college student. I still have like the responsibility of attending. So I was like, hopefully.
College dropout too.
Yeah. I'm do the next Kanye.
The next Kanye. Yeah,
college dropout part two.
What are you going for college right now?
SEU. So I'm doing that. And then I'm doing the CFLC as well. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. So I do both of those. So, yeah.
Okay. So what's SEU? I've never heard of this one.
Southeastern University.
Okay.
So they're in Florida, which I was going to go to Florida, and then just some stuff happened and decided not to go.
So you're just doing it online now, right?
Yeah, which I'm actually happy I'm doing it like online, because if I had to go to like class every day, there's no way I'd be able to do as much like music stuff as I get to.
Because
I mean, I can do the homework way quicker than I can just be like sitting in class having to like listen to it. Like,
yeah.
You know, I can just like figure it out by myself.
That's something that bugs me about YouTube right now is like, since like it takes so long to get monetized on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to hold down a job for right now. And it's just like every time I'm at work, the whole time I'm just thinking, I need to go home. I need to work on videos. I need to stream. I need to do this. But I'm here. I'm right now. I'm stuck.
Yeah.
So I like literally as soon as I get enough money or I'm making enough money to just pay off rent to my parents, that's when I'm quitting the job and just diving full into working on videos,
because
I know how that is, like just not feeling like you have enough time to put into your craft, because like they say like mastery, if you want to master something, you've got to be working at it every day, and like 8 to 10 hours every day.
Mm-hmm.
And like the fact that you actually do that right now is really cool, and I have a lot of respect for that.
I appreciate it. Yeah, no, I actually didn't, when I got into college, I didn't have to work anymore, because when I was in high school and like throughout my entire life, I'd just make money, but I'd save like everything.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just chilling. Like I make enough money from music, but I also have enough to where if I wasn't making any money from music, I still wouldn't even have to work. Like, I was still, like, working, like, on and off just to, like, so I wasn't, like, bored, because this was before, like, I was, like, super committed to music.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I am, I, like, stopped working, like, weekends and stuff, and now I just record, like, Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wake up and I'll, like, record, or tomorrow, so Monday. I actually worked with a lot of people probably know him too, Bon Cantina.
By the way, he had one of his personal best verses on one of your songs on that EP.
Yeah, Giannis. Yeah, everyone wants that one back. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I should drop it again, but people keep telling me, so maybe it'll have to come out eventually again.
Yeah, like if nothing else, just reuse that Bon Cantina verse.
Yeah, I'll put that one back on.
I just, like, I don't even know what he said, but I remember his delivery being so good in that song.
And what's crazy about, like, now people, like, see this part of it. It was one of my favorite parts, but he just walks in there and does that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he just walks in.
Was that just, like, one take?
Yeah, we were like, whoa, like, what just happened? Like, he's crazy. Like, he's crazy. I have so much love for him. He's...
I have a lot of respect for his work too. I don't think I've ever told him, but like his ability, like if he, because he's going into ministry now, right?
Yeah,
like that's his focus.
He does have a project coming out though. Soon. So
yeah,
but stream that when it does.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Bon Cantina, whenever that drops. But yeah, it's kind of sad to. Not like sad, because I'm like happy that he's following what he wants to do, but like it's just like his music is actually really good, and he's putting that aside for something else.
No, yeah,
it's just like
I respect it a lot though too. So I'm glad he's following his dreams. But anyway, yeah, me and him are going tomorrow morning. Me and him are gonna record two songs together, so there'll be two more out eventually of him. So we'll see what happens with that. So yeah, I'm gonna have my my listening party with him as well. So he's gonna have the listening party for his EP that's coming out, and I'm gonna have one for mine. So me and him will kind of have like it together. So it'll be
that's dope.
Yeah, I'm super excited. So two pretty good projects I think that are gonna be coming out. So tomorrow we'll like set it all up, but we'll record a little bit, and so there'll be two more coming out soon. So
that's dope. Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah, I'm excited. So
I'm curious, what degree are you going for at SCU? Sorry, just coming back to the college thing.
I wanted to be an accountant, but now I want to be a rapper. So, sorry, Mom, if you're watching this.
That's so funny because that was my brother's exact plan. Yeah. He actually went to college for just like RVC around here. He did, I think, just one semester of trying to do like accounting classes.
Man, it's hard.
Yeah, it's really hard. Really boring. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
You're just counting numbers all day, right?
I enjoy it, but I enjoy music. Like, I finally found what I'm like. Oh, I'm like, I like doing this every day. So or like accounting, I was like, all right, I'm done counting numbers. Like, I feel like if I did that job, I'd look forward to the weekend. I'd be like, all right, it's finally Saturday. I can finally not count. So
no, that's one thing. I brought this up so many times on the podcast that just irks me about the way people think, society itself, is that like not everyone just goes out and tries to follow their dream. It's just like, why? You have this like burning passion for something else, and you're putting that aside for whatever bullshit job you like you're gonna pick up from whatever college degree you have, or you're putting that aside for Dollar Tree or or whatever it is. I understand the overwhelming pressure of like putting aside stability for something that might not work out. But it's like, why would you do anything else in life other than what makes you really happy?
Yeah, I think honestly, like my like answer to that, like I thought about this like a million times. Is just like people think money will make them happy, so they go for like these jobs or these degrees that are like, oh, this will make you a lot of money, and then like they do it and they're unhappy, and then when they become unhappy, they usually like don't do well at the job and they get fired, you know? So it's just like, even if like what you want to do doesn't make like as much money as you wish you had, at least you're like happy with your life, you know? And not a lot of people like understand that concept yet, you know?
So, yeah. And then at a certain point, like once you're like late 50s, late 60s, like there's no opportunity for you to like switch up your career and like follow your dream.
Yeah, you're like, stuck. Yeah.
And I don't know, just like seeing people stuck at a register, like someone has to do it. Someone has to be at that register. Like I'm not dissing on their job at all. Like someone has to do it. It's just like, don't you want to like get really good at golf or something?
Yeah, there's gotta be something more.
There's gotta be something more to life other than just like
stocking shelves, you know? It's gotta be something more. Yeah, no, I get that. So, but yeah, so I guess I want to be a rapper now as an accountant. So.
Yeah.
I still definitely want to get my associate's degree, though, even if this works out.
Yeah.
I still just want to have it to be like.
Just to have it on the wall.
Just to be like, hey, I still did it. I wasn't the college dropout. I still got it, man. So.
Yeah. I kind of wish I could say I was a college dropout, but I do have my associate's degree.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Just RVC.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
nothing too intense. I just I did that Running Start program, if you ever heard of it.
Mm-mm.
Oh, gotcha. So it's like, so some people paid to get into it. Well, not the Running Start program itself. I think if you paid to get into it, you were in this program called Dual Credit, where you took your classes at RVC, but the credits counted both towards high school credits and the college credits.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah. And then I was lucky enough where I just won some random like raffle to get into RVC. So I only had to pay for books and like I think maybe like a small semester fee. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So I was really lucky. I was really blessed. College was way easier than high school.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a lie. When I was in high school, my teachers were always like, college is going to be so hard. I got into college. I was like, this is the easiest thing I've ever done. I was like, what? Do like a 3-page paper. I was like, if it's due at like his offer online, it'll be like due at like 11:59. Uh-huh. I'll start at 11 and I'll be done. And I'll be like, all right.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah. That was something that worried me, is like in high school, the teachers were always hyping it up. Like, and I'm sure down the line, if you're going for like a master's, a PhD, that's when it gets hard.
For sure.
But if you're just doing like 2-4 years,
it's not even that
that's
hard.
That's nothing. Yeah. Like if, as long as you can write a paper, as long as you can write an essay, you're good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of people aren't very good at that.
Yeah, no, I
don't know. Like, you've taken some English classes, right, in college?
Yeah.
And I assume, have you had to do any like peer reviews?
Yeah, like
even online
and stuff like that. Yeah,
and it's just like
they'll send you like what they'll do is like send you the other person's paper.
Gotcha.
Sometimes I'll read other people's paper and be like, wow, this is like not good. It's like you're not passing this. I'm sorry.
The thing is, like, a lot of people do pass those classes even with them those bullshit papers. Like, I'm sure a lot of them did just like bullshit it. They just wrote it in like an hour, but sometimes it's just like, do you comprehend this? Do you understand what you wrote?
It's like, this makes no sense. Like, what are you even talking about? Or like, I've had a whose paper, there's like a paper for me to like a peer edit, but like they like talked about the topic we talked about last time we wrote a paper. So it was like we like had a new topic to write about, and they talked about the old thing and turned it in. And I was like, you missed like the entire thing that we were supposed to do. I was like, whatever. But so I don't know. Yeah, people have no idea how to write sometimes. And then there's like the occasional like really good people. And I'm like, wow, like you could like write a book and I'd actually read it.
No, that kind of scares me though, is like knowing that these people write these papers and then they're going to be your doctor later down the line.
It's like, oh yeah, I don't want him as a doctor. Yeah. I read his paper. It's not good.
I'm sure they get better, but
it's funny.
So it is just funny.
Yeah, that's true. But, but yeah, so. Yeah, any other crazy questions for me that you want to ask? It doesn't have to be about music. I'll let you ask me anything.
Well, I do actually have another question. Yeah. It's kind of about music, but do you have an ultimate goal for where this ends up? Do you have like I want to be the best of all time? You're going to be like, I keep bringing up Kanye because he's like the only artist I pay attention to.
He's everywhere now, so I get it.
From the beginning, he was always like, oh yeah, I'm going to be the biggest of all time. And then
he did do it.
Do you have any ultimate aspirations, or is it just kind of like, I'm just going along with the flow and wherever it takes me, it takes me?
I feel like I always want to have someone that I want to beat one step ahead of me and just continue it. So it's like, I want to be better than this person. And once I beat that person, I'm like, okay, now I want to be this person. Just so I never feel like I'm where I want to be. Because I feel like if I'm always striving to do more, then I'll get where I someday want to end up. And like, when I look back, I'll be like, wow, like I did everything that like I tried to do and did it well. And so, I just want to do it and make enough to be able to like help the people around me like live comfortably and not have to like worry about money and stuff anymore. So
that's a really good mindset. I know complacency is a big dream killer. Once you get comfortable with where you're at and you're just riding along, then that's you're never, if you're not trying to grow, then you're getting worse.
Yeah.
Once you get complacent, then you're just getting lazy, and if you're not improving, you're not keeping up with the game.
Yeah,
like you always want to be striving for more. You should never not that you shouldn't be happy with where you're at, but you should never be comfortable with where you're at.
You should be happy with what you've done, but never be like, all right, well now I'm done because I'm happy. Continue working, because it's cool when you get to I hate the first song I ever made.
But, yeah.
Once I finished the song with Juice, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna listen to it though. And I was like, it's cool to be look at what happened in just the span of six months. Like, was like, it's like crazy to me, you know?
Yeah. So I think in the moment, it's good to appreciate how far you've come, how much you've grown, and how good what you're making is now. Mm-hmm. But the goal should be like, okay, 2 months down the line, I want to look back on this and hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how it should be. Because now I'm like, you know, I'm doing this project, but as soon as this project's out, like, I already started songs for the next one.
Uh-huh.
I already started like lining up. So like, this is an EP, but my next project will probably be like my first like album, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, I already know like some of the features that are on there and everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, even though I have this project coming out, this one has my full focus right now. I'm still like, all right, I can't be like content or like I can be content with where I'm at, but I got to make sure I'm like still focused on like getting better. So that's why I have this project, but I still record every night before I go to bed, you know, and stuff like that, just to not like, you know, give up on it fully.
Yeah.
Continue growing. So yeah. I love it. So
I know that's how I feel about videos is like, back when I started, I would complete videos and I'd be like, okay, this was really good. This is great. I'm going to release it. Everyone's going to think it's awesome. And then like the next month, when I'm like a little better at being in front of the camera, a little better at showing off my personality, a little better at editing, a little better at producing, I can look back on those old videos and be just like cringe at the sight of it.
Yeah.
And then, but I'll be proud of what I'm making now. And then next month, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember like being able to watch my old videos, like especially like while I was editing or after the fact. And now it's like, it just blows my mind. Like, how did I ever think this was good in the moment? But yeah, just that mindset of wanting to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's always funny to like, when you said like looking back at your old videos and being like, my favorite thing is like listening to back to like some of my old songs and being like, why did I think this was good? Like I left the studio and I was like hyped. I was like, oh, like this is it. And then I was like, this sucks. I was like, why did I think this was a good song? But like, it's like funny, but it's also cool to like see like, oh, okay, like this is where I'm at now. So, but yeah.
One thing that kind of worries me is just the thought of like, will I ever be good enough to like make it? And like, what am I trying to say here? Like, it's definitely a worry, but sometimes I think back and realize, oh, yeah, people watch soap operas. People watch the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah.
If they're satisfied with that, they'll be satisfied with the shit I put out.
Yeah, for real, yeah.
Not to say, like, just put out bullshit and people will like it, but just like understanding, like, this is a growth process. If you haven't, whatever you're making, whether that's videos, whether that's music, whether that's movies, whatever it is, there is an audience out there for it.
Yeah.
As long as it's not like, it's not like complete bullshit. If you're putting like a genuine effort, putting a good foot forward into what you're making, then like, there's someone out there who will recognize your work for that.
Yeah. That's like the hardest part about I may have like these songs and stuff, but there's still like the fear, like, oh, like, what if it doesn't reach the like right audience?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like literally everything, like whether it's like, you know, videos or like music or whatever, it's all about connections and promotion. If you can get those two down, like, who was it? 6ix9ine. I saw him in an interview and he was like, there are people way better than me. He's just like, I just like had the connections, had the promotion. And now like, I think it was on like Impulsive or something. I don't even remember, but like you know, like there are that's all it's about. It's just, you know, do you know the right people? Like, if you know the right people and you know the right audience, you'll succeed. Even if it's not like, even if you, like, you see people better than you, if you have those two things down, you'll like make it, you know. So that's something that a lot of people like haven't like comprehended yet that I've met. I'm like, you're really talented, but you have no idea how to like, you know, get it to your audience or, you know.
So. Yeah, because even if you're the best artist out there, like, you know, just objectively speaking, like, your verses you write are, like, so methodically planned out. The rhyme schemes are great. Yeah. The production is incredible. Like, you're not going to satisfy everyone. You might have the ability to grow a bigger audience, but you're not going to satisfy everyone. And if your music isn't reaching the people who it is going to satisfy, then... Mm-hmm. You're not going to make it.
Yeah.
And that's the hard thing about YouTube is just like figuring out how to get your videos out there, especially like YouTube is actually fairly good at it where the automate, because I'm a small channel.
Yeah.
I'm not monetized at all. So like my videos obviously aren't going to get promoted as much as nearly as much as like a PewDiePie video or a Jacksepticeye video. Yeah. Like those are going to be everywhere just because like YouTube can make money off of them. They can't make money off of me. So they'll put it out to like one other person.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like the hard part is like getting your video out to the right people.
Yeah.
Something that's actually helped me a lot is just going on different subreddits and posting my videos.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just like a couple people who show up to my channel and subscribe, you know, that's like, that's a couple more people than I had before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just exponential from there.
Yeah. That's like the one thing too, is like every like one person counts. Like some people are like, oh, I can only get one person off of this. I'm like, that's like one more person than you had before, you know? Uh-huh. So it's just like, even if like it's like a small, like a small amount of people, just go, like just go for it and try and just grow it by like one, because you're not gonna always have an opportunity to grow by like 100 like followers, you know. So that's cool though. So
And if you can do one, you can do two.
Yeah.
And if you can do two, you can do four.
Yeah.
And if you can do four, then you can definitely do eight.
Yeah.
It's just like a matter of like I think the biggest thing about like the most important thing about trying to make it in any industry is tenacity.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of business people, a lot of people who have made it, they'll tell you the one big thing is just sheer tenacity, just an unwillingness to give up.
Yeah.
And this is just like my mindset. As long as it takes, however long it takes, however many days, however many hours I have to put into this, I'm going to keep working at it. Because there's only two outcomes in the end. Either I make it or I die before I make it.
Yeah.
And death is inherent.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to make it.
Yeah.
My life is on the line here.
That's it. I mean, there's definitely been plenty of times I wanted to give up on music. And then it's like I didn't. And now I have like opportunities like I've never had before just because I didn't give up. And that's like you just got to be willing to like put like, to like lose everything to get like what you want, and you'll be like proud of yourself at the end. So so that's what I feel about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I've been experiencing that a lot like recently. So
no, yeah. I'm definitely in that boat too, because my parents were definitely pushing me to go not just like my 2-year degree, but to go for my 4-year degree. Mm-hmm. I remember like, back before we all graduated, I was telling people, oh, yeah, I'm thinking about going to college for graphic design. Oh, I might go to college for interior design, something in design. I don't know. But really, I knew I wasn't going to go. I was going to do this YouTube thing because like, it's what I've always been passionate about.
Yeah.
So like my parents would be pushing me. Oh, yeah, you have to be looking for scholarships. You have to be looking for colleges you want to be getting into. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. But just never looked at it even, because I didn't want a plan B.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to have the option to give up. Yeah. I wanted to make sure that all my bridges were burned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously I have my job at Culver's, so I don't treat that as my plan B. Really, Culver's is my side gig. The main gig is when I get back home and I can work on my videos.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just making like, just going all in and making sure that you don't have any other options, so that when you are working on your craft, you are 100% in, because your life depends on it. Just that mindset that you have to work, otherwise you're dead.
That's it. Like, just don't. Yeah, I guess if anyone's like listening, just like don't give up on whatever it is that you want. If you give up, you're never making it. That's stupid quote, but it's like true. I always forget. It's like you miss like 100% of the shots you don't take.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's true. It's like stupid, but it's true. It's like a cringy quote, but
it's a beautiful quote.
Yeah, but it's true. I mean, if you never like shoot your shot at whatever it is, like whatever dream you have, then I can promise you it's never gonna happen, you know? So, but yeah, I have a lot of respect for you
for
what you do, so.
Thank you.
So.
And I have a lot of respect for what you do.
Oh, thank you.
I just want you to know that.
Yeah, so.
Let's see. We're not at quite an hour yet, but is there anything else you want to bring up? Anything you want to talk about?
Well, what are we at?
We're at like 58 minutes.
Well, how about let's play another song?
Another song?
You got
another one?
We'll get it to an hour.
All right, let's get it to an hour.
All right, let me find one that I got.
Let's see here. So you could just like play it off of your phone into the microphone, or real quick, I can produce real fast. If you can text me the link, I can play it like actually on the podcast so everyone can hear it really clearly.
Let me
I gotta log into my Dropbox though. One more hour.
Let me see which one I should do. let's do this one. This one's just a single with just me, so let's do this one.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, I sent that one to you, so you should have that one.
All right. I have to log into Dropbox real quick. Google Drive gives you so much more space, but I've just been using Dropbox for so long. It's like, I don't know. I don't even know why I still use it, but I'm just used to it.
Yeah, I've never used this before, so.
It's really nice if you need to transfer files between your computer or your laptop. Okay, here we go. You texted it to me.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, before we play this, did you send it to me? Is it in the middle of texting it right now?
I hope I sent it to you. Is that blue bar going?
Because I don't have anything yet.
Message send failure. Oh, I'm getting some internet. My bad.
Oh, do you need to log into my internet?
No, I should be good. Yeah, okay. It should come through.
Just give it a second. Well, while we're waiting for that to get through, what are your thoughts on, to go back to Kanye West, what are your thoughts on him releasing his newest album on his stem player?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I think it's like cool because as someone that's like a part of like the industry, I'm like, wow, like that's cool because it makes him like a bunch more money because it's not like these streaming platforms are stealing anything. But like if I were just a listener, I'd be like kind of pissed. I'd be like,
yeah,
I'm not going to spend $200 just listening to like your thing. But I get like what he was doing. So to me, I'm like, it's like cool, but like I don't want to like spend just $200 if I just wanted to like listen to it, you know?
Yeah.
So
that's kind of my exact same view on it. Is like, I appreciate that he's taking this very bold step into, you know, moving away from streaming because they do pay artists really poorly.
Yeah, they do.
Because it's not like a podcast where you can put ads on it. It's just straight up music. Like there's no ads. You're just listening to it, so you're getting paid like micro cent for each listen. Like it is really bogus, so I appreciate what he was doing in that sense. And before like he really like he was like, oh my god, I was gonna say something, I got distracted by trying to get your song.
But yeah, honestly, it showed me the power of like promotion though. Like that's what it was, because I was like, wow, like he just was like, I'm doing this. And then he made $2 million in like 24 hours.
Yeah.
I was like, that's nuts.
That was something that I was worried about for him is like, okay, he's moving away from streaming platforms, but you can only buy the album for $200.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that so really like, is that really going to work out? Are people, I mean, he's Kanye West, so people will do anything. Yeah. But like, are enough people are going to buy the stem player? Are more people just going to listen to leaks of it? Because I have to be honest, that's what I did. I just listened to leaks.
Yeah, I will be honest too. That's what I did. SoundCloud, thank you to all those people that posted on that. You're awesome. Thanks for buying it for $200. Let me listen to it for free.
Yeah, but it's just mind-blowing how like he did pull it off where he made more money before the album even released. Before the album was out, he made more money just from selling the stem player than he would have if the song was out on streaming platforms. Yeah,
which is crazy.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. No, I give him props for doing it. I see why, but am I going to do it? No. So So this is a song I did by myself on this one. Yeah.
Okay. What's this one sort of about? Is there like a specific context for it?
I I recorded this in my friend's bedroom, actually. This one was the only one on the project that was not recorded in that hotel room.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, so I've been just kind of, like, I've dealt with, like, a lot of, like, depression and stuff mm-hmm. Throughout my life. And so in this song, I'm, like, kind of, like, talking about, I guess, in a sense, how I felt during that, like, time period. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what this song's, like, about, is just me explaining, like, my, mm-hmm. like, my emotion during that time. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. Everybody, this is Town Pain by Jackson.
Junior step up. I believe this one's actually mastered, though.
Okay.
So, yeah, maybe. I'll have to listen back.
Gotcha. Ooh, okay. I like the harp thing that's going on. And this is just you?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, I see you. Okay.
Yeah, like
okay. Yeah, your delivery has improved so much since that first project.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like there's so much more personality behind this. Like, you can, like your unique voice is coming through much more on this.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Oh, did you want me to play the whole thing?
Oh, you all right. You can stop it now if you want. Okay. I didn't mind what you did, but
Gotcha.
Yeah, when you said about my voice, there's been like, it gets kind of funny, but there's been like quite a few people that I like shown like the project to, and they've all said I like have like a like they were like your voice sounds like Juice. They told me, I
have to admit on the first song we looked at, I did have kind of just a little bit of trouble discerning who was who, but like.
I played this song. I think it was for my dad. I played the song, and he goes, "Where were you?" I was like, "What?" He's like, "Where were you?" I was like, "Yeah." Mm-hmm. Not on all of mine, do I? But on that one with Juice, that's when people were like, "Wow, you sounded like him." I was like, "Thanks." I was like, that's like a big compliment. But yeah, I showed my dad. He didn't even know who I was. I was like, "Dad, I'm your son."
Come on.
I was like, "What the heck?" But yeah. So.
All right. Well, Mr. Jackson Storm Armstrong. Plug all your stuff. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Apple Music, Spotify. I think everything. Except I like still loading some stuff up on SoundCloud. I didn't have that yet. Mm-hmm. But literally like every platform. You can follow me on Instagram. It's at official Jackson Storm. Subscribe to me on YouTube as well.
Yes, sir.
I think it's just Jackson Storm as well. But yeah, so I think that's all of them. All
right. So go follow him on everything. Follow him on YouTube. Follow him on Instagram so that you can stay tuned for his new project that's dropping. We listen to the songs on air right here. You guys understand that, like, even though he is up and coming, like, his stuff is well produced, is well put together, and I have a lot of faith in you that you're gonna make it.
Well, I appreciate it, bro. So thank you, and thank you for having me on.
Yeah, of
this
course.
This is awesome. So
of course,
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Jackson,
no problem,
for coming on, and I'll see you guys later. Bye bye.